USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Economic analysts are expecting a lot of bad news when the weekly jobless figures are released this morning by the government. The experts are forecasting that nearly 3.2 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which would be down only slightly from the previous week's 3.3 million. The numbers due in at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. On a normal week, during good economic times, that normal number would be around 200,000. The Border Patrol says it stopped a major human smuggling attempt in South Texas. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo. A tractor-trailer didn't stop for inspection. Agents caught up to it and found 40 illegal immigrants inside the trailer. They were from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The host of a TV reality show is explaining how restaurants can get some help during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
A survey of more than 4,000 restaurant owners and operators conducted by the National Restaurant Association found that during the first 22 days of March, the restaurant industry lost an estimated $25 billion in sales and more than 3 million jobs. Bar Rescue host John Taffers tells Fox & Friends that the economic stimulus package is a good step for restaurant owners to get back on their feet.
Yes, I think. And it's a good start, Brian. What they're doing is they're taking the amount of payroll that we've spent the past 60 days. They're taking a look at that average expenditure. They're giving us enough payroll for 8 weeks. If we use those dollars only for payroll, that loan is forgiven. So in essence, all restaurants are getting about 8 weeks worth of free payroll paid for by the government. Sounds good. We get to keep our employees working. But, Brian, there are things that it doesn't cover. Every walk-in, every refrigerator, and every restaurant now has bad food in it. Complete new inventories need to be purchased. Not every employee comes back. We need employee training. There's a number of things that have to happen that are very, very expensive for restaurants to open, and I worry about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current or past newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.